This is GamerCast, episode 284, SimCity. Ah, hell. This is the show recorded on the 12th of March, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what's going on? What's been happening the last week? Anything?
A fair bit's happened.
Like what? What's happened? What's been going on? What's been happening in the world of GamerCast?
In the world of GamerCast?
Or the world of Catherine?
The world of Catherine? I'm not divulging that information.
Fine.
For the news.
So there's been a bit of news. You could talk about the first thing if you really want.
What, SimCity?
Yeah.
Nibbot. So yeah, SimCity. 5 has been announced. Oh dear. So, I mean, they haven't really shown anything of it. They've showed a video, which is like just like a concept rendery trailer.
When the GDC presentation as well, which I sent you links to, didn't I?
Do you want to let me finish, yeah?
Don't
worry. They also, at GDC last week, or the week before.
Last week,
wasn't it, yeah. They did a presentation showing off their engine.
Mm-hmm. Blast Box.
No offense, but that's just an engine demonstration. I mean, it could be cool from that. But on the other hand, there are sort of hints that things might not be good. So there didn't seem to be any water pipes. So water pipes could simply be not required. You just have your water pump and somehow the water gets to the houses. Maybe they could argue that roads, when you build a road, it automatically has pipes and stuff like that built into it. Which they could argue, but what if I want to send water over there and don't want to use a road? What if I want to use a pipe without a road, under the ground?
You shouldn't need a road to have water sent.
And then what if I've got a road leading to a farm? You know, I don't want my water going all the way over there. It's in a farm, it could be dealing with nasty chemicals and it would get into my water supply. Think, McFly, think. So yeah, I mean, obviously SimCity 5 has massive potential, but it also has massive potential to be crap. And no offense, but with EA in charge, it's probably going to go the crap way. No manual and a big button saying build me a city and it just builds itself. It's like Nibbot.
Well, to be fair, EA did
publish
the previous games.
Yeah, so, okay.
Most recent previous games.
So SimCity 4 was good. It was buggy. It had really bad performance. But it was good. I mean, I'm happy playing SimCity 4 forever. It's just a shame. It's so buggy. And, like, when you load it up, the intro logo just, like, hangs the system and you can't do anything until the stupid video stops playing. What's up with that? What kind of bad flipping... Oh, man. And of course it's a stupid annoying EA logo back then where it's EA Games challenge everything and it's just like Nibbot. You know, if I'm actually going to see if there's a patch to take those damn videos out of it. And then of course the other trouble you have is the limited resolution support, so it only supported like 800x600, 1024x768, and then like 1280x1024 or something. Not fantastic resolution support, but it's playable. Just, I could play that forever quite happily. Obviously, there's a lot of micromanagement in it, and people are like, we don't like micromanagement. I don't want to have to build a school and then adjust its funding and all that stuff. Yeah, but otherwise, what would you be doing the time you're playing it? No offense, yeah, but... And if you just want to have unlimited money, use a trainer and give your city a load of money. You know, if you don't want to balance the books, fine. Just forget about the books and just build. You could do that if you want. You can use a trainer and hack the monies. I don't mind, I can deal with that, but I want a proper detailed simulator game. SimCity 3000, a bit stale, a bit bland, but introduced it some good concepts like garbage and things like that, because garbage is cool. We want garbage. SimCity 2000 obviously is hard to fault.
SimCity 2000's amazing.
I mean, Arcologies.
It was a great console simulator, though. It was.
The best, obviously, is SimCity 1, which I played to death.
I played 2000 to death. On the
So I had SimCity on the Archimedes. I had SimCity 2000 on the Archimedes. I had SimCity 3000 on Windows, and obviously 4 on Windows. But,
and we just won't mention, you know, the game beginning with an S.
No. No, that's not the... No. No. No, I'm not doing a show if we mention the societies.
You just said it.
Yeah, but you can say societies.
Okay.
Just don't say SimCity. All right? So, yeah, this is obviously a game I'm going to be looking forward to, and I'll keep an eye on it. But I have my hopes set about down here, which you cannot see, but they're like down there, like the height of an ant from the floor, because that is how little I trust EA to develop a decent game that doesn't alienate all their core hardcore gamer fans. Like Battlefield 3, there's another example of a game which was just terrible. Why do you only have like 4 classes? The original had like 9. What is up with that? I want my classes back. I don't want a half merged assault medic, man. What's up with that? You have a medic and you have an assault. You don't have a merge together. Nibah.
Of course, SimCity 5 has a release date of 2013 at the moment. That's why I call it SimCity 13. No other kind of date otherwise. I believe they kind of announced it for the looks of it because it was leaked.
Well, yeah, it was leaked like a week before they were going to announce it.
Yeah, on like a German magazine scan or something like that. But from the sounds of it, they had a GDC talk lined up, so maybe they just thought we'll announce it at GDC, I guess.
The chat room is asking, is Rant of the Week back?
Jeez, man.
I think it is.
Also, at the moment, if you order Sims... We're doing the news. Stop being silly. We're doing news.
Well, why'd you
put... This is the first item, man.
Why did you put SimCity on it? You knew this is what would happen.
Also, if you pre-order SimCity at the moment off Origin, you get a SimCity Heroes and Villains content pack, whatever the hell that means.
Origin? Does that even work?
Well, it's because it's EA's proprietary thing. Yeah, so even though it doesn't have a date, there's already DLC. Or pre-order DLC. So, next up, some more GDC-related news. So, Paradox announced a couple of things. One of which, the Showdown Effect, which is a really cool kind of... action-y fighting style game. So it's kind of like, well, firstly it's made by the guys that made Magicka, so Arrowhead Studios. And what I think it looks like is how cool a fighting game could be, except less about the combos and stuff like that and more about just like the set pieces and all this kind of cool stuff. So it's kind of like how
a showdown
like that you'd get, say, in a cowboy film, for example. So you'd have one cowboy against each other. Except in this case, it's like different kinds of characters. And like full of action. And guns. And weapons. And all this other kind of crap. With like semi or... Probably not fully, but semi...
Semi-automatic.
Destructible stages, I was going to say. Oh. That you're within. Either way, you should watch the trailer, because I thought the trailer was pretty cool looking. But that's coming out the third quarter of next year. Next year, this year, sorry. Third quarter this year, so that's what?
Later.
So that's what? Autumn?
The third quarter is, look, you have a calendar, yeah? Here's your first quarter. Here's your second quarter. Here's your third quarter.
So, well, summer / early autumn. Yes? Yes. Maybe something I'll show at E3, you know. I'd love to play it because it looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
You should watch the trailer. Trailer. It's on our website. You can watch the trailer.
Nibba.
I believe. Next up, they also announced a game called Dungeon Land, which sadly, as Charlotte says, isn't what you might think from the name Dungeon Land. It's not kind of like... Well, it's a theme park, but not theme park meets Dungeon Keeper style stuff. So what it is, it's kind of a co-op dungeon crawler set within a theme park. There's 4 classes, so it's got 4 player co-op. It's got 4 classes, Rogue, Warrior and Mage, and then the final person gets to be a Game Master from Dungeon Land. Is that how you spell it?
Nay Bauer.
And they can set traps and use monsters to annihilate people and stuff like that. It looks pretty cute, kind of comic-y. There's a trailer out for that as well. It's interesting. I think the Showdown Effect is the better looking of the two, only because the Showdown Effect, like, looks really cool. So watch the trailer. Next up, Fate Extra. So Ghostlight announced they were releasing Fate Extra a while back. I believe we mentioned it on Gamercast. They've now announced a collector's edition of it, which is actually the standard edition, which is kind of what Ghostlight do. They release editions of games, but they release it in a collector's edition format, so it comes with special stuff. Cute. So Fate Extra is coming out over here on PSP. Sadly, of course, PSP is almost dead. And has been almost dead for quite some time now. But they're still going to release it. It will still sell to the kind of little hardcore fan market, as well as any JRPG fans or any collectors out there. Fate Extra is a JRPG, which, as I of course just mentioned, you get a copy of the game, of course, the official soundtrack on a nice looking disc, a 16-page art book which comes in a kind of digibook fashion. And it all comes within a nice collector's box. Also, if you pre-order it off Ghostlight as well, like they always do, they do an incentive to get you to buy it off them directly. One, because then, of course, that means they don't have to deal with retailers, and they can then, of course, make more money out of it, really. But in order to kind of try and will you over to them to pre-order, they will be giving away a A1 poster for Fate Extra. So similar to what they did with Trails in the Sky... There's massive seals on the Gamercast monitor right now, blinking away, looking all cute. And as well as that...
Is that why you're getting distracted?
That is why I'm getting distracted. There's cute seals.
Look at them. Look at that one.
Oh, look at it.
That one's got
sand on its face.
He's about to open his mouth any second.
as well as the poster, you also get the Fate... Right, well, that's just me putting a lot of speech marks. The Fate / the Facts book. Which has an interview with Rin Tosaka and also information on the Fate universe for anyone who hasn't heard of the series before, so that way you can kind of get clued up on everything and then, you know, you support the publisher by buying it directly from them as well.
What about the retailer?
Sorry. Well, they get sent to Game and everywhere. Actually, I think probably Game are the only place that mainly stock their games.
Probably.
Maybe Play do. On the high street, I reckon Game are the only people that support their games, because they're the only place that ever have things like Persona and whatnot come in stock. But then again, that's mainly on their website. I won't read the chat room because it distracts me. Next up, another announcement. I watched the trailer for it, but it was kind of hard to peg what was gameplay and what wasn't. And that's Immerta. I think I'm saying this right. Immerta, City of Gangsters. This is a game Calypso are releasing. And it's an organised crime simulation game. I'm reading the chat room again. So it's a mixture of strategy, economics, and turn-based combat.
I'm more interested in this.
What, the homeless thing?
Homeless hotspot plan?
Yeah, that's really weird. It's in America. They've been doing it for SWSX? No, I always forget what it's...
Where's my hobo? I need my hobo to get my wireless...
I always forget what the name of the thing is. Yeah, I read about this. And there's homeless people around with little t-shirts that say they have 4G Wi-Fi. And you go give them money.
Well, which is it, 4G or Wi-Fi?
SXSW, there you go, that's it. Which happens, is it in Austin? I'm not sure.
What, South by Southwest?
Sure.
That's what it's actually called.
Yeah, I think they're trying out at the... at the conference.
That's brutal.
Brutal good, brutal bad.
Brutal bad. Instead of like using these hobos as wireless, they should give them a house so they can live in the house.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to help out a bit. The thing is, though, they suggest how much you give to them. Surely the homeless people would like if you give them a bit more. But yeah, I read about that earlier. I thought it was pretty weird sounding. Homeless people walking around with Wi-Fi.
It's exploitation, cheap labour. Instead of installing a proper mask, we'll just get a hobo to carry it around because he can just get like a cup of coffee and he'll be happy. Neighbor, if you're going to do stuff, do it proper. I want a big mask.
True, I suppose they could be giving money to them to doing it. Anyway, shall I get back onto my piece of news I was talking about? Or...
You know, loads of people crowded around hobos.
Amyrta.
Oh no, my hobos wandered off. Come back.
Amyrta. Is that how I say it? Amyrta?
What are you talking about?
Well, Charles told me how to pronounce the name of the game.
Amyrta. Amyrta. Where's Amyrta?
City Gangsters.
So, why is everyone in Battlefield 3 t-shirts? I saw Catherine wearing a Battlefield 3 t-shirt, so I decided to put a Battlefield 3 t-shirt on for the lulz.
Well, I changed that on my top I was wearing earlier. Amyrta.
There you go, you can't see now.
Amyrta? Is that right? Amyrta. I'm just keeping saying
this. Can we move on? Because we're only on like the second item.
No, we're not.
Well, we might as well be.
But yeah, so set in 1920s, it could be interesting. I just found it kind of hard figuring out what exactly the gameplay was from the footage they showed. But of course, the footage was kind of just showing the world that they've kind of created for it. War of the Roses was another Paradox thing shown at GDC. This is kind of... Well, Charlotte described it to me as Call of Duty meets... No, she said something else before. Medieval times, or as she says here, Joan of Arc. So
Dappy woman.
Don't call her Dappy.
Why not? She's dead. She don't care.
Oh, Joan of Arc, okay. So you're talking about my sister. Then I was going to, you know, beat you or something.
You haven't led any French armies lately, have you, Charlotte? You haven't seen the Lord Jesus appear before you, have you, Charlotte? No, good.
So, War of the Roses is a multiplayer...
Wait, she says yes!
Oh.
It's time for my rant of the week.
He's here right now. Stop being...
Neighbor. That's it.
Okay, so it's kind of a multiplayer action game with third and first person combat. Third person is in kind of sword slashing, and first person is with shooting bows and arrows and stuff like that.
You don't shoot a bow and an arrow, you shoot an arrow.
Fine, sorry. Shoot with a bow, shooting an arrow. It looks kind of cool. I'm not as hyped up about it as Charlotte is. I don't know why. Maybe she's seen something I'm not. But the only thing that I thought was a little off about it on the trailer is that they lead up to this person who's going to shoot a horse with their arrow.
Oh, yeah, that trailer. They never kill it. That trailer was brutal.
They never kill it. So, I was like, come on, kill the guy on the horse, kill the guy on the horse. And they didn't do it.
The trailer was brutal because it's leading you up to this thing and then it's not there and it's just like, did someone just cut the end of this trailer?
I
got
slightly let down by that. I don't know why they cut it out.
And why does the chat room say are asking if I forgot to take my meds? I don't take any meds, Windsor. I'm like this all the time.
There's over 60 different weapons.
Especially when I got tomorrow off work.
He pokes the guy in the eye. Oh, okay.
Who, Windsor?
There's over 60 different weapons, tiered skill trees, and a leveling up system. And you can do team-based tactical challenges as well as kind of standard deathmatch-style stuff. And that's coming out this fall, a.k.a. autumn, for the Windows. For the Windows! I was going to say PC.
Window?
And then also another Paradox announcement. They did loads of announcements at GDC. They announced a game called Red Frontier, which is a competitive RTS, which apparently makes it easy to pick up and play. It's got mechs in it. So I suppose trying to be like SubCom, but not really SubCom.
Because SubCom?
SubCom's got mechs. Well, not when I say mechs, I also just mean machines and stuff like that. Not necessarily people in mechs. Why are you saying no, Sean?
It's like Battlefront. Less RTS.
Yeah, that's what she said to me. Well, that's why they've made it easy to pick up. I was just saying in kind of style, it's like SubCom. But you take on the role of a commander with an arsenal of combat droids, vehicles, and specific abilities, such as turrets and stuff like that. And apparently it's supposed to be fun to pick up and play. I wish
sounds fun.
Yes. That's coming out at some point this year.
At some point. In the future.
There's a new Formula One management sim coming out called Pole Position 2012. It allows you to, from what I can imagine from the image, kind of put your car together from all the different components and stuff like that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't get distracted by the chat room.
But yeah, it's a Formula One chat room management game. So in order to win the Formula One kind of racing stuff, you're trying to design the perfect car and have the best drivers and kind of advance your technology so that you can beat the other competition. So less, of course, like what you might expect from something like F1 2011 or something like that. But this is coming out for PC. I say PC. Windows and Mac from April 20th. Macintosh.
Salem, she should watch the Dev Diary on Gamercast. It's cool. So the chat room's just telling us what to do. I don't respond well to people telling me what to do.
It looks like she said something about...
What's Lifeless Planet?
So Lifeless Planet, I showed you the trailer for that. Do you remember that? About Russians on a planet?
Oh yeah, so they find like an old base from like the Cold War, but nobody knew about it, and they're there, and it seems bad, and the man bounces funny.
Okay. He jumps funny. So Laceman Burger Global have announced that they're releasing a game called Lifeless Planet. Well, they're publishing a game called Lifeless Planet. Lifeless Planet was a Kickstarter project. You may have heard of Kickstarter recently if you've been following the whole Double Fine Kickstarter stuff, Double Fine Adventure. And this game is being developed by a guy called David Board, and with the help of Stage 2 Studios. I believe he kind of slightly works for them as well. He set up a Kickstarter project, they got their funding, and they started making their game called Lifeless Planet. The kind of story behind it is you're an astronaut, you volunteered to go to space and all that stuff.
I'll do it.
You'll do it? You go to space?
Well, since the Earth is in space already, technically I'm already in space.
Mm.
Obviously, I'm not outside space, am I?
No, I suppose not. So it's kind of
weird.
You volunteer to try and go to a distant world. However, you land on that distant world, and it appears
that
the Soviets got there before you did. So, like, it first looks like a lifeless planet, as the title says, but then he looks around out of his crash little ship pod. What would you call it? Shuttle?
Spaceship.
It's a small thing. He crashes, and then, like, in the video, you see all these telegraph poles, and he kind of follows it. And it's like, there's life there, there's some crazy lady who says something about the devil at the end. It looks quite interesting. It's all about, well, from the looks of it, it's all about exploration on a planet that seems deserted, but there's another life there, and it seems to be of Russian descent. Yeah. I think it looks cool. You should watch.
That's one interpretation you can make of it.
Okay,
the other interpretation was the Soviets set up their little base on this planet, and then they awake some evil hidden within the planet, and then it kills everybody.
Maybe.
Last year, because obviously...
As the Soviets beat them there.
Yeah, they beat them there. They have their little base for however many years. La la la, happily just looking at their stuff. And deep under the surface, there is a evil called Reese Baxter. And he's angry.
So a few people have said that it's quite close to a Tolstoy book.
Oh, it's Mr. Tolstoy.
Alexei Tolstoy, I think it is. And one of his books, it began with an A, but I can't remember what it's called, For the Life of Me, which is about going to a distant planet and stuff and people being there. I think it looks really interesting. The animation on the little astronaut guy is a little bit iffy, but to be fair, I think it's all been made in Blender anyway. Because this guy's, you know, making it off the back of his face. But I mean, the trailer that's on the Gamecast website, it is pre-alpha footage, so it will get better than that. It's coming out fourth quarter 2012, and I'm totally looking forward to it, because an exploration game in space, well, on a planet, somewhere in space, like everything's in space. Sounds kind of cool, and I think it could be kind of like Journey, but sci-fi-y.
You are.
It looks nice. It looks like Exploration. It does also look like Weird Exploration meets Stargate at one point, though, because there seems to be this kind of world through a globey thing that he walks by. Watch the trailer. It's well good. Well good.
Alright.
Next up, Microsoft Flight News. They have announced its second DLC pack, which will take people to Alaska. Is it out now? No, it's not out now. So the Alaska pack has no price announced as of yet. It will probably be similar to the Hawaiian Adventure one, which is 1,600 Microsoft points. And the Alaska pack is coming out at some point during spring this year. So if anyone has gotten bored of Hawaii now and would like to now explore somewhere a bit snowy.
Well, yeah, because we missed flight on last week's new releases. And then it came out like the day after. My initial opinions of it is it's good. It's like a very polished but massively scaled down flight simulator. But it is quite well polished.
Even that little picture for the thumbnail looks really arcadey.
Yeah, so here is 10. Here we go. I'll put it on the screen for everyone. This just sums up the difference between the two games. So here we have Microsoft Flight Simulator 10 with a nice block of text which describes all about it and how Flight Simulator is totally awesome and is a brilliant graphical benchmark, genre leading. And then we have Microsoft Flight, which just says Microsoft Flight. I think that just sums up the total difference between the two. And of course, Combat Flight Simulator as well. But I thought, oh, that's good. Me and Windsor need to play that at some point. Oh, Medal of Honor.
Why have you got that installed?
I can have Medal of Honor installed if I want. You cheeky mare.
And you got Thief Deadly Shadows installed.
I've also got Project S, which was the Age of Empires Online beta. And of course, I have Age of Empires Online. And Crysis. Can't get wrong, Crysis.
And GTA 4. You got lots of stuff installed. Some of those give you G's.
I hope so. Oh, look, the Total War. Oh, look, the icon doesn't work. That's a surprise. So yeah, it's good. It's obviously not, you can't like go, oh, I'm going to fly from Westlands to Gatwick in my whatever plane I want to use, my Learjet. Well, you'd have a job getting a Learjet to take off at Westlands anyway. But you get, I mean, you're in Hawaii. There's missions where you can faff about, where you can just freely fly around and do whatever you want. But I mean, Hawaii is quite nice for settings. There's hills, some mountains, what, Westlands to Yeovilton. By the time you started the plane up Windsor, you might as well have just walked there. You know what?
Cool. So next up, Alan Wake.
And the water looks nice, and yeah. That's why I've got my joystick out, if anyone hasn't noticed it. Joystick's here because
of no one's noticed it because it's been out of view. So, Alan Wake.
Alan Wake is coming out. This is a new Xbox 360 game for Xbox 360, where you play as a guy called Max Payne.
So Alan Wake came out recently on PC in the UK and Europe. It is now coming out in America in retail for Windows. I wasn't entirely sure if it had been released over there yet, but this now confirms it. Remedy and Nordic Games, who released it in the UK, have gotten together and they're letting Legacy Interactive distribute the retail version in America land. And it will begin shipping April 3rd. I believe as well they will be having the collector's edition, well, or the limited edition, but nothing has actually confirmed that yet. It'd be nice if they did get the collector's edition / limited edition if anyone wanted it, but it does still come with both pieces of DLC, so the writer and the signal. Or should I say the signal and the writer? Sounds pretty cool. Next up, this is a brief kind of thing to say, and that is Kara. Kara is the new Quantic Dream tech demo. So, before Heavy Rain came out, Quantic Dream released the casting video. This was a woman with a gun saying some stuff and crying and lightning outside and emotion and and storytelling, and oh, she was just doing a casting video and all this kind of stuff. That was cool, and that was Pride of Heavy Rain. Quantic Dream have now released their new one called Kara, which is another tech demo showing off the tech that they have, with this girl. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she was
Kara?
she was in a Twilight film recently. This is who the girl is in the video. So similar to the casting video, plus of course the woman in the casting was actually in Heavy Rain in the end anyway. They used an actual woman for that, and they have used another lady for this again as well. I won't say what it's about, really. I don't need to. I mean, you can kind of see a little bit from a screenshot if you look at the video, as in like the paused screenshot thing, like all videos are. But it's interesting. It's perhaps not got as much. It's not got as much of a purpose for its setting as, unlike the casting video, which did. However, it's quite an emotional video, I would say. It's quite nice. It shows they're excelling in facial animation. It's pretty much facial animation, and the animation is quite nice. It's not as creepy as watching L.A. Noire and watching them talk and stuff. However, it's pretty good, and I recommend you watch it. I think it's about 7 minutes long, so spare 7 minutes of time, type in Kara Quantic Dream and give it a watch, because it's very, very cool. I really enjoyed watching it, and anyone who hasn't watched it should go watch it now.
Medal of Honor Warfighter versus Battlefield 3.
So EA have announced a new Medal of Honor game called Warfighter.
Let me guess. This is about a guy, yeah, who fights wars.
Perhaps. So, it's no longer, like, of course, in what... last one was just Medal of Honor, wasn't it?
It was Medal of Honor Reborn. For the people who hadn't heard of it before.
So they're trying to make it, like, more real world. So you do things from rescuing hostages in the Philippines to eliminating the pirate threat on the Somali coast. The game is an up-close and personal look into the fight against today's global terror threat. Written by US Tier 1 operators while deployed overseas, Medal of Honor Warfighter delivers an aggressive, gritty, and authentic experience that puts gamers in the boots of the world's most precise and disciplined warriors.
Aye.
And so they're thinking, oh, we'll go away from that kind of modern warfare.
We'll go away from the war thing.
And
we'll go to these surgical strikes against people who are virtually unarmed. Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, you can watch a trailer for it. It's coming out October 23rd. Would that be in America land? Quickly looks on my calendar to October 23rd. That's America, so it'll probably be out October 26th in the UK.
Well, they could do a Tuesday release here as well.
They could do a Tuesday release. There'll also be a limited edition and lots of other stuff, and there's multiplayer and blah, 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 blah.
Alright.
Metal Gear Solid HD Collection news. If you pop on the interwebs, they have now officially confirmed and released some screenshots for Metal Gear Solid HD Collection coming out on PlayStation Vita. It doesn't look as shiny. It still looks quite nice. It looks nicer than the PS2 version, I believe. Or the PS2 version of course, Metal Gear Solid 2 and Snake Eater. And then, of course, Peace Walker ported over to Vita. You are also able to buy Vita on the PSN store anyway and play that on your Vita. But if you want to get the HD Collection...
I can buy Vita on Vita, okay.
You can buy Vita on Vita.
Battlefield 3 news now.
I believe that's in there.
The Game Mechanics crew have been spotted wearing 100% Battlefield 3 merchandise, apart from Catherine, which is also wearing a Weyland-Yutani hoodie.
I just want to say, from the sounds of it, they haven't put Peace Walker in the Vita HD collection.
No, however.
Or it hasn't been said that it has.
Oh, well.
Because they talk about Snake Eater.
Oh, well, it don't matter. Peace Walker, not very good.
Anyway, sorry. Battlefield 3.
Yeah, what about it?
So they have now announced a few more kind of releases for Battlefield 3, which is three new themed digital expansion packs. They've announced Close Quarters, Armored Kill, and Endgame.
It's like Kingdoms of Amalur. Battlefield 3. Whatever it was.
Do I need to go into more detail?
What, is it just DLC map packs or...?
There's no information on Endgame yet because it's the fourth expansion pack. It's coming out in the winter. Armored Kill, the one before that. Following on from the infantry gameplay, which Close Quarters brings in. Armored Kill, Ups the Ant for Vehicular... that's hard to say. Vehicular?
Vehicular.
Mayhem, as only Battlefield can do. Vehicular. Featuring new drivable tanks, ATVs, mobile artillery, and more. And there's also huge battlefields added into it, including the biggest map in Battlefield history, apparently.
Wow.
That's a claim on how big it is.
Wow.
Now bigger than Skyrim. Not that that's got anything to do with Battlefield 3. And then Close Quarters, which is the one coming out soonest.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Into a frantic infantry only theatre of war. Blah, blah, blah.
It wouldn't surprise me if the Battlefield 2 64 player maps are still bigger.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, they talk console nab now. Console nab is as big as console nab.
Close Quarters also has new weapons in it, assignments, and unique dog tags to add into the game.
How about some more classes? How about, like, not having dumbed down classes where you can just sneeze and select a class that can do anything? What's the point? I want support to have a rubbish gun and just give people ammo. That's what support does.
Sorry. Hey, you're the one supporting it. You're wearing a t-shirt.
I ain't supporting it. You're I don't wearing like a t-shirt. It. I don't like it. Don't like it.
It's time for Name
That
Game.
Last week, everybody would have heard this. We had some people guess Catherine and Charlotte both guessed incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just quickly checking the YouTube channel to make sure we haven't had anyone guess on that, but I wouldn't think so since I didn't bother linking it from the website and so it's had virtually no, Okay, cool, no, nobody guessed on there. Fail. So basically I win that. GZ to me. The answer was actually Skylanders Spyro's Adventurer.
I ain't played that. He's been hit in the face with a frying pan. Poor Spyro.
Don't be mean to him.
He doesn't look like Spyro.
Don't be... It don't matter. Leave him alone.
They changed it. Okay, yeah, it's done very, very well. But...
Look how much money it's making.
I know, it's done loads of money.
So I have a day in, day out. Skylanders. Never. Anyway, this week we've got Sonic different.
どうせみる?
お前は手を出すな。代わりに頼みがある。セラを導いてくれ。私の妹だ。Clues. Sonic to do with Japanese people and or persons and or people.
Yeah, I can tell they're Japanese. I can hear it.
I'm just making sure.
Okay. What else?
Fairly recent. Came out within the last couple of years. That's all the clues you're getting.
It's just so kawaii. The lady sounded familiar.
Tough, that's lost.
That sounded like keys at the start. Was it keys?
I don't know.
How about console?
No comment.
No comment? Okay, was the game actually translated for an English release? If you'd know that.
I don't know, I just find the clips, man. I don't know these things.
Do you know if your thing was from a UK/American version, or was it from a Japanese version?
I can tell that it had subtitles.
It had subtitles. So that means they didn't translate it.
Well, they might have later.
But that might have been chosen to... What do you mean they might have later?
Well, maybe the Japanese one had subtitles for English.
Well, generally they'll have English dialogue with Japanese subtitles. If that's what they want. At least that's what they do with Resident Evil, because it's cool.
Well, I don't know anything more. I normally skip cutscenes and stuff like that in games like this.
Cutscene. In games like this, do you play games like this?
No comment.
Is it an RPG?
No comment.
Do I have it?
You don't.
I don't.
I don't think you do. But maybe someone else does.
Someone else? What, you? Charlotte?
Millipedes? Someone. Five.
No, don't do that. Four. I'm thinking. So it's not got any spelling mistakes in the title. It's been released within the past 2 years, or you say a couple of years?
It's within the last... Within the last year, it may... came out in 2011.
Oh, really?
Ish, I think.
Gosh,
early... Maybe late 2011. I don't really know, because I don't want to be too specific with my clues. Since you're thinking now, and you want to get this game. And I'm like, hey, boy, you ain't going to get this game. It's too easy to get otherwise.
Is it a Yakuza game? No. Actually, I reckon thingy would say Yakuza is spelled wrong, wouldn't it? I use that as a big kind of clue to my answers.
Oh, no, I don't think Yakuza is spelled right.
But you seem to think it's not Yakuza.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Well, you're not giving me enough clues.
Japanese, or it's got Japanese people in it. It might not necessarily be made in Japan, but it's got something to do with Japan. And it might have Japanese people, or it might not have Japanese people in it, but something about it is Japanese-y. I'm not quite sure what, but maybe it's set in Japan, or maybe it's made by Japanese people, or maybe it's from a famous Japanese man, or maybe it's from a UK studio who make games about Japan, and they decided to have this cutscene in Japanese. Who knows?
You're just making me think of Shogun now, because you keep saying maybe it's not made in Japan.
Well, I haven't played Shogun lately, so I wouldn't know if it had any cutscenes in it, or intro videos, or anything of the sort.
I don't know.
You don't know? Not even going to guess Yakuza?
No, I'm not going to guess anything.
What about Reckless? That's fun.
What, on the Xbox?
chat room just says Lost Planet. Nibbot. If you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net. Or you can leave a comment on the blog at gamercast.net and post it on this week's episode, which is episode 284. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, just drop a link, comment, / text message thing righty in the box down below. Yeah, and good luck. And cheese it to me, of course.
New releases this week.
This week, FIFA Street is out.
Yep.
Does anyone actually play that rubbish? No, let's move on to Twisted Metal.
Well, should we say what FIFA Street is? It's like authentic street football.
It's FIFA.
On a street.
Nothing to do with a football
people
association.
Being funny.
Even though they use the word FIFA.
Yeah.
But it's about the street football with people vandalising your hoods and then kicking balls.
Bouncing balls about on their feet.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I started watching the trailer for it and I got really bored about halfway through. Because it was just...
I committed suicide before I put the trailer on.
Guys kicking a football about, but like, skillfully, I suppose. It looked like it was all about showing off, to be fair, while playing football.
Was FIFA Street, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not really a football fan though, so...
Nothing to do with a football association.
Yeah. Even though it's got FIFA in the title. Next up, Twisted Metal, so... This was delayed. We mentioned it was coming out this week, last week, this week. It's coming out now. So it's mainly focusing on the online, kind of how Twisted Metal Black wanted to as well. There's four factions that you can play as from. I don't even know what he's talking about. From Twisted Metal series. One of which is the clown dude. I can't think what his name is. But, yeah, so it's got more of a focus of multiplayer. There is a single player, though, because, well, from what I've read, because Sony said we need a single player as well.
Yeah, in my review of the single player, which I heard from a very reliable source today, since he played it on his lunch break today. The single player is rubbish.
Well, I believe they just kind of added it in.
Yes, after four. It's like just to check a box.
So you can play with people in 2 to 4 players split screen locally, or you can have up to 16 players online. It does actually look quite enjoyable. I watched the whole trailer, and because it's not just, of course, about the driving, it's about the destruction. And it's got lots of really cool scripted events in it. There was like this huge thing that came tumbling down, and what was really nice was that you saw them explode what was holding it up, it fell down, and then they went to the gameplay from the people on the street, and then this massive thing going in front. So I think the idea of it could be really cool, and because you're not just racing, there's helicopters and bikes and ice cream vans, and you can have monstery things, and it looks pretty cool.
Does it have dinosaurs though?
No. I mean, it's all about combat and destruction and stuff like that. So it would be really cool if there's lots of people playing it. If there's not that many people playing it when it comes out, I reckon it'll be, you know, not that great. But otherwise, if there are lots of people playing it, heck, I'd be tempted to pick it up to play it, just because it actually did look really quite cool. And, you know, I don't play on my PS3 that much. But I'd be tempted to pick it up. Maybe if it was a bit cheaper, though. Because it is purely for an online experience. And because I read that the only reason they added a single player campaign was because the fans wanted it. In other words, I think also because, I guess, marketing thought, we can't just sell a multiplayer game. Because, you know, Mag didn't work. That was online only, wasn't it? Adam loved that, didn't he? Do you remember Adam talking about Mag on Gamercast? No, you don't. I remember listening to that show.
The thing is, Adam would talk about anything on PS3 like it was the most amazing thing in the world. When in reality, it was a pile of rubbish. A pile of rubbish left over from the destruction of SimCity 5.
So Charlotte reckons that she thought Twisted Metal was a bit boring at E3. Her and Tim went off and played it at the Sony conference. I didn't bother playing it. I looked for what else was there.
What about Birds of Steel?
So Birds of Steel is a Konami World War II dogfighty arcade, I suppose, flight game.
If you're not IL-2 Sturmovik or Combat Flight Simulator nearby.
It has over 100 real-life planes, navigates through hundreds of missions, 20 of which are historical, and others are inspired by real-life campaigns. There's online multiplayer, 4-player co-op, and yeah, so it's... Well, they claim that it offers gameplay for arcadey people and the serious flight sim aficionados.
Now, whenever someone says that, you know it's arcadey.
Oh yeah, because it says they offer a gameplay experience for all gamers of all walks, simplified, realistic, up simulator for the serious people. There hasn't been much news on it though, because I only found out it was coming out by clicking on the interwebs. Another game
It's a genre that doesn't do very well anymore. Because they've alienated all the hardcore flight sim people who would actually buy the games.
I liked Ace Combat.
Because they try and make, let's try and make it mainstream, and then nobody buys it.
It was good. I liked the dog fighting. You didn't really do that much in the game. I found it quite enjoyable to play it. Blades of Steel, we mentioned this last week. This is kind of
F-16 on the Spectrum.
This is kind of the sequel to X-Blades on the Xbox 360. So you're talking,
it came with a book that thick to tell you how to fly.
And Blades of Time, once again, sees Ayumi, and she's hacking and slashing and killing all these things. It's also got multiplayer, which is co-op campaign or battle in PvP style modes. Time rewind function and a dash ability. To be fair, she looks better than she did in a way than in the first one, but it still is a little bit old style game.
What about Zuzu Babies?
Zuzu Babies, oh my god, I watched the trailer for this.
oh dear.
Well, Zuzu, some kind of
Zuzu
thing.
Zuzu Pets.
Zuzu Pets, they're like Zuzu popular with the kids at the moment.
Yeah, some kid thing.
So I watched the trailer, it was kind of weird because all these babies were so different from each other. There was like a squid baby, as well as like furry things. It's like, I guess some kids might like squid babies, nothing wrong with squids. And cute little fishy things. The gameplay looked really weird because it looked almost like you were just going in a linear line, but then I did realise that you were able to move about. They just didn't do it much in the trailer. It's just kind of a little top down platformy game really, where you play as this weird thing that's just going around like this, like a snake, and picking up coins and going through chutes and going in cannons, and it's for the DS. Next up, one game that actually the trailer made me laugh a little bit, Cabela's Big Game Hunter 2012. So for some reason,
I'm surprised these games actually do as well as they do.
Yeah. So this one's a shoot 'em up, so like an old school arcade shooter. The trailer was funny. I couldn't figure out if it was because they didn't want to have a high rating on the trailer or because they weren't allowed to kill animals, but the whole trailer was him showing the game and not shooting animals and shooting and missing the animals. It was a kind of funny little trailer to watch. But yeah, it's a hunting game.
So what sort of animals can I hunt in it?
There was a bear, there was...
Yeah, because I see them roaming around in the UK.
There was deers, there was a rhino.
I see rhinos in the UK all the time.
Is it Impala? Is that a... Impalas. Am I thinking of the wrong thing? They're like a...
Impala-vous français?
What? An impala. I'm sure it's a type of... a deer. Oh, that's a car. I think it's an antelope. They're going right in an impala. One of those guys.
Oh, one of those weird African things.
You can't see that at all.
One of the weird African things that looks like it should be its skeleton.
Yeah, because I mean, to be fair, they were missing things like rhinos, impalas. I think there might have been a lion or a tiger.
Oh, don't shoot the guy from the Frosty's advert. Please don't shoot him. Yes, I killed him at last.
But yeah, like a whole range of animals. Whatever your name was. None of them really seemed to be attacking in any way. They were just running away scared while you were trying to shoot them.
I've just come up with the perfect game.
So it's got two player.
Cabela's Fast Food Mascot Assassination Game. Oh look, there's that Burger King. Oh look, there's Mr. McDonald. Oh look, there's Wimpy. Hey man, how's it going?
Next up. Oh.
What?
Am I in a different order? No, they're not. Captain Morgan and the Golden Turtle, which is a...
Golden Turtle?
I should just say, Cabela's Big Game Hunt 2012 is coming out on PlayStation 3 with move support, Xbox 360 with a gun if you want to buy it with the gun attachment, and the Nintendo Wii as well, and you can buy it with gun attachment as well. Captain Morgan and the Golden Turtle, this is a Wii and DS adventure game, point-and-clicky style thing. It's been written by Stevens of old school arcade point and click fame. I want to say it kind of would feel kind of So Blondie maybe, but a little less.
Man,
so.
It's not Simon the Sorcerer 1. What's the point?
Well, no, it's not Simon the Sorcerer. But it's set within like Caribbean islands. It got delayed recently, I believe we said about it. But it's coming out on the Wii and the DS. It's also coming out on the PS3, but none of the websites seem to have that up for pre-order.
The chat room says it is a spin-off of So Blonde.
Yeah, it's a spin-off of So Blonde.
What's this Blizzard Firestorm football game?
So, Inazuma Eleven 2, Blizzard and Inazuma Eleven 2 Firestorm coming out. These are the sequels to Inazuma Eleven, which is a football RPG on the DS.
And they've gone Pokemon by having
two separate
releases.
Yeah, they've kind of gone Pokemon. They have the same storyline, each with their own unique differences. Each version features over 150 unique characters, unique teams to face off against, as well as unique abilities and special moves. But so you have to do trading to get certain things.
Ben 10 Galactic Racing, this is already out.
Yes, this is already out. It's coming out on Vita and 3DS this week.
Oh, okay.
So Ben 10 Racing, you play as Ben 10 and his
you
other friends.
Galactic wrong.
Did I? Oh, sorry. And it's coming out for the PlayStation Vita and the Nintendo 3DS. It's already out, as Paul has said, on other platforms already.
We also have Utility Vehicle Simulator coming out on the computer.
Yes, this allows you to drive a variety of utility vehicles around a city and take on civic contracts. Is Paul driving a van?
I'm driving a utility vehicle. I will not specify which one.
Okay. This is coming out on Windows, as Paul said. Then we've got Saint Seiya Sanctuary Battle. This is... I thought at first it was going to be a kind of fighting game, but it's almost a hack and slashy thing based off the Saint Seiya anime. This is on PlayStation 3 only. But to be fair, the Saint Seiya games have only recently come out on Sony consoles when they actually get brought out over here. Next up,
the best game of 2011 is now having a retail release, and it is of course Terraria Collector's Edition. Yeah, I mean, I wasted 100 hours playing this last year.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. It's just so good. The only trouble is once you've played it through and got all the cool stuff, it's really difficult to play it again. Let's just actually check it out. 107 hours. 107 hours on this game. Brilliant game. Brilliant. I mean, you cannot fault it other than, well, obviously I can fault it, but yeah, brilliant. I mean, it's awesome. And now you can buy it, the collector's edition, which comes with
It comes with a special in-game item. I haven't got what it is here. You also get a toy pick keyring. So like a little pick.
How much is this? I have to buy it just
trading
for keyring.
Cards and a poster.
Trading cards?
I believe it's quite cheap because it is just a release of a game that's already out.
It's already cheap, isn't it? I want this game now. I want my...
I think you can...
I used to dig so much. I used to build houses. It's so good. I mean, some of the newer stuff sort of irritated me that they added to the game.
$13.97?
That's a bit steep for a keyring.
Have I got a picture of the keyring? I do.
Is the keyring really big?
Exclusive in-game item!
That could be anything.
Is this Terraria on it?
Yeah, but, I mean, it could be... It's not like the high-end gear stuff. But yeah, I mean, brilliant game. Brilliant. Best game of 2011. People often cite Forza Motorsport or Shogun 2 or whatever, but this, I mean, how much have I played Shogun 2 for? Where is it gone? There it is. Only 53 hours, and half of that time it was crashed on me. I mean, it's probably my most played game. Empire Total War, only 103 hours. Napoleon Total War, only 92
Jeez.
Hours. Terraria is officially the game I played the most of.
That's crazy. I would have thought, wow, your Total Wars used to be way bigger than... Well, didn't used to be way bigger.
The best
game.
They used
to be the highest.
The best game. I mean, let's just check Peggle. 87 minutes, that's about as much as I can tolerate a Peggle. Left 4 Dead, 9 hours. Left 4 Dead 1, 11 hours. I mean, Half-Life, I've not even played that according to this. Football Manager, I managed 3 hours of it. Skyrim, only 42 hours. Here, this is it. This is the, oh, yeah. X3, 18 hours, okay. So yeah, that is it. This is look, you cannot beat it. If you do not own this game, get it. It's fun.
And then you can give Paul the pickaxe.
But play it multiplayer on a multiplayer server. Because then you just blow up each other's houses and it descends into chaos. And then you realize, I really need to play with people I trust to let near my house. Which is why Reese Baxter is banned from my server. Actually, no, it's Matthew Windsor who blew the crap out of everything. Matthew Windsor, you're banned from my server. I'm not telling you the password. The password's Falclaw, but I'm not telling you the password anymore. And then we've got another couple of games which nobody cares about.
Yes, so we've got The Blinding of Isaac having also a retail release, just like Terraria. This also comes with a few little goodies.
Terraria is the best game.
So with Blinding of Isaac, game. It's a DRM-free version of the game, but you also get a key for Steam.
Terraria...
You get That's the Blinding Isaac soundtrack, a poster, which is a creepy one, like the Super Meat Boy one you had. Which is, of course, you know, not odd, because Blinding Isaac, I believe, is made by the Super... Or has to do with the Super Meat Boy. And you also get a 40-page dev zine, so similar to the one that you got with the Super Meat Boy edition, or the Rare Edition, or is it the Ultra Rare Edition?
Which one's which? Because the only one I'm aware of is the one in the red box, which is all funky.
So they're both in the red box. Well, yeah. Actually, is it small, as in a DVD size?
It's DVD size.
So there's the Rare Edition, which is DVD one, and the Ultra Rare one, which comes in a big box shaped like Meat Boy, and it has a t-shirt inside.
Okay.
But it had the same Rare version inside, just it had the t-shirt in the box. So Blinding of Isaac has a retail release. This is only a tenner, so it's well worth getting if you haven't got the game already, plus the poster's really creepy. And then we also have Yakuza Dead Souls. This is, it's weird because it's in April 2011. So in a month's time, there's going to be zombies in Tokyo.
Windsor wants to know how much I played Civ 5 for.
Okay.
I honestly didn't like Civ 5 as much as Civ 4, simply because it was more dumbed down, and so I only played it for 52 hours. Windsor says he played it for 245 hours.
Wow.
But then, of course, Matthew Windsor doesn't have a job.
So yeah, Yakuza Dead Souls, it's Yakuza, but there's zombies
so in Tokyo. So luckily has the time to play games.
There's four different playable characters, so as well as Kazuma, there's Shun Akiyama. There's also Goro and
Goro, on Legend.
Dragon of Kansai.
Prince Goro.
It could be interesting because it makes it more of a shooty game.
So are we talking Goro? As in the guy from Mortal Kombat?
No.
Oh.
It could be interesting. I don't know. We haven't really seen zombies in Tokyo. We've seen zombies in shopping malls and...
In Tokyo?
And, you know, America Land and Raccoon
City. No one cares about Tokyo. Kyoto is the important city back when I lived there.
When you lived there? Lived. In your game with Shogun.
I own that city. It's mine. I'm the Shogunite. Shut up.
Not Goro isn't Shenmue either.
There's only one Goro. Prince Goro.
Goro Mad Dog Majima. So yeah, Yakuza Dead Souls could be interesting, and I'm looking forward to that. It's coming out on PlayStation 3 only, as it's a Yakuza game, so it's not on Xbox 360. Then finally we've got Sparta 2 Alexander the Great, which is...
Alexander the Great's
Alexander
cool.
Alexander the Great.
Otherwise he'd be called Alexander the Lame.
Yeah, I suppose you would. This is what I believe is a strategy game. I couldn't find a... Well, I didn't have a trailer for it available to me.
PC, I take it?
Yes, Windows. Windows. I don't say PC anymore because you don't allow me to write PC, so I write Windows and I say
Windows.
Well,
I mean, PC obviously refers to a lot of different things. I mean, a PC could refer to a Linux-based tablet. You know, or, I mean, you can even extend it to almost to phones, really.
So I wonder if this is...
It's a personal computer at the end of the day. So PC is like a generic term. It's not like people use the term IBM compatible, because even that doesn't mean anything anymore, because obviously IBM compatible isn't compatible with IBM compatible anymore, so you can't really use it anymore, which is why you should just name the platform this is on Linux, or Linux, and we need, you know, whatever GUI on it, or we need Mac OS 10.7, or we need Windows XP Service Pack 3, or Windows Vista Service Pack 2, or Windows 7 Service Pack 1, or Windows 8 Consumer Preview, and so on and so on. Are we done then?
Yeah, so Sparta 2 is a strategy game, I believe, as this video kind of shows.
Is it real time? Yes, it is by the video.
Yeah, it's real time. It's not turn based. So Age of Empires-y.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the term real time.
I read that apparently it's quite fun and quite good.
Really? It looked quite
bad.
While
I was looking on the interwebs. It plays really well. According to the blurb as well, it's non-linear gameplay. I'm not really sure.
Non-linear. Well, yeah, but we hear that term chucked around all the time.
Well, I find that very odd for an RTS, for them to say non-linear gameplay.
Well, you could argue Dune 2 was non-linear. Well, I believe because you could select what battle to fight.
Well, there you go, that's what you do in this.
Yeah, but it's not really, you know...
You choose the sequence of the missions to complete. And they directly affect the perks of the warriors and the availability of territory and land. So, of course, if you choose to do that thing first, you might have actually wanted to do that thing first because you wanted that thing to be able to conquer that thing, etc, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That's really annoying, the light catching my laptop.
Aye, that's your brushed metal finish on it.
My dirty laptop.
Anyway, we're done.
Yeah.
So, thank you for listening. You can, of course, leave us feedback at feedback@gamercast.net, or just write a comment on the blog at gamercast.net, or leave it on the Wii YouTube channels, internet,
YouTubes,
TV channel.
The YouTubes.
The TV channel. Apparently this is a good show. It's probably because I was very vocal at several points during the show, because quite often I'm discouraged from being vocal because Catherine has to maintain her strict control over what's going on, but I was allowed to vent about how awesome Terraria was and how much SimCity could potentially suck. So we had the highs and the lows. If only we had Terraria as the last item on the releases. I could keep talking about it all day. That's a really good game. Dig. Oh no, my bag's full of dirt. What am I going to do with all this dirt? Oh, let's find some lava and chuck it in the lava.
Lava axe. That's a magic thing.
Don't have that. So Whoopi Doodah. We'll obviously be back next week.
Yep.
And if you do fancy watching live, you can do by going to gamercast.net/live at 8 o'clock on Monday evenings, UK time. So obviously in Europe, that's an hour ahead. If you're in America, well, work it out. It's not difficult. Because obviously it depends on where you live.
Well, Windows can work it out for you. Just add an additional clock.
Yeah, just add a UK, just add a London time.
And then you can always know what time we're on.
If I know, I could drag this up so people could see.
Or, of course, you can just look on the internet, because there are various websites that will tell you what the time is in other places.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know when the United States is going on to daylight savings time or anything.
Mm.
But, I mean, we record it at 1 o'clock Pacific time or 4 o'clock Eastern time, and you can work it out between those two points. It's not difficult. I'm sure Americans are familiar with the concept of time zones.
Oh, what, 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah. Well, duh.
People will be at work.
Good, they can watch at work.
We can't cater for everyone, sorry.
So yeah, that's the time we do it. We've obviously got a chat room. Hey, chat room. Yeah, look at all the fun people in there. Windsor bragging about his how much time he's been playing games. But anyways, enough self-promoting now. And we will close the show up.
Yeah, we'll catch you next week.
For this
more
week.
Fun and fun.